ونستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. أبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessings of Almighty Allah be with you all. And inshallah, this is continuation for the tafsir of Surah Abasa, Surah number 80. And today, inshallah, we're dealing with the verse number 33 to the end of the surah, which is verse number 42. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه، لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه، وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة، ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة. Now we go to translation word by word, verse number 33. فإذا جاءت الصاخة, إذا is the article which means when or if, the fact the article to show the order action taking place after other action. So by saying فإذا, then when, جاءت is a verb and attached with إتاء تأنيث, because referring to الصاخة which is a feminine, and جاء is a verb in the past tense, means to come. جاءت, then when الصاخة comes. الصاخة means the awful cry or the shout. And this is another name from the names for the day of judgment. It shows one of the description or something that's going to be happening. As-sakha, shout. Verse number 34. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. يَوْم means a day. يَفِرُّ من فر يفر is a verb in the present tense, means flee, to run away. المرء means the man, the person, the human. من, from. أخيه is a noun and attached to pronoun, which is the ha in the end. أخ means a brother, and by saying أخي, his brother, the ha in the end is equal to the pronoun his. أخي he. أخ means brother. أخيه, his brother. Verse number 35. وأمه وأبيه. و means and. أمه is a noun attached with a pronoun which is the head. أم by itself means mother. أمه or أمي his mother. Where means aunt. أبيه is a noun attached to a pronoun referring to the المرء, the human being. The ha equal to his. أب means father. أبي, my father. أبي, he, his father. Verse number 36. وصاحبته وبنيه. و means and. صاحبته. صاحب means friend, companion, and can be referring to the partner, i.e. the wife. صاحبتيهي, the ha referring the pronoun, his wife, his wife. Wa means and. بنيه is a plural, which means children, and the ha is a pronoun. وبنيه and his children. Verse number 37. لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. لكل لي means four or two. كل means every. امرئن means man. من هم, من and هم joined together became من هم. من means from. هم they. يومئذ, يوم means day. يومئذ that day. شأن affair concern. يغني it caused him to be busy with his business. It make him careless. Verse number 38. وجوه يومئذ مسفرة. وجوه is a plural of وجه, which is a plural. وجه means face. So وجوه faces. Faces. يومئذ that day. مسفرة. مسفرة. مغفره بايت فيرس نمبر 38 ضاحكه مستبشره ضاحكة its condition is laughing from الضحك to laugh ضاحكة laughing مستبشرة from the بشرة استبشار to be happy with the good news Verse number 40. ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة و and وجوه faces the singular is face وجه يومئذ that day عليها which is على and ها على means upon or on ها a pronoun referring to the faces عليها on them or upon them غبرة dust Verse number 41 ترهقها قطرة ترهقها will cover them قطرة darkness is. Verse number 42 أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة أولئك is a article to use to point to something like saying that or this but this أولئك for the plural so it means أولئك those Those whom they الكفرة plural of كافر a disbeliever الكفرة الفجرة the evil doors من الفجور those who commit the sin and the haram and the wrongdoing a general translation starting from verse number 34 then when there comes الصاخة The day shall a man flee from his brother and from his mother and his father and from his wife and his children Every man that day will have enough to make him careless of others. Some faces that day will be bright, laughing, rejoicing at good news. And other faces that day will be in dust, stand. Darkness will cover them. Such will be the kuffar, the wicked evildoers. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had crowned his favor or some of his favor and blessings upon the human being, and how bad it is for somebody to disbelieve after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala been so good to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the human being with the seriousness of the day of judgment. And one of the scenes of the day of judgment that everybody has to be concerned about it is as-sakha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, keep in mind and think and reflect when a sakha will come. And a sakha is the cry, the shouting that comes as a result of the angel blowing in the horn. And a great serious noise will come out of this horn, which it caused people to lose their hearing, because the awful cry or the serious noise that comes as a result of blowing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name it as-sakha, which is the cry. And why you call it as-sakha? Because it caused people losing of hearing. That is so horrible, the shout will be so loud to such a degree that will make the people or cause the people not to be able to hear. When they hear it, it will cause them to lose their hearing. And subhanAllah, you found that our ears is so sensitive. And automatically, that if something happened, you'll find your hands right away try to cover your own ears. And you can imagine, like as example, those people who work in the airport, on the field there, down the air beside the engines, which you have to remove the stand that in front of the aeroplane or the escalator or whatever it is they work in the field, or what fuel in the aeroplane, they have a special cover to cover their ears. And also the people who shooting with handguns and other machinery, because the ears is so sensitive and how loud noise can affect it very bad. But in such a time and such a day that a person could not shelter himself, and this cry that will come as a result of blowing in the trumpet, the second blowing of the trumpet, which is going to be on the day of judgment, this will cause the people in serious damage and serious harm. And this is part of what's going to be happening in the Day of Judgment. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described some of the other sins, which is the fleeing of Iman from his own brother. And his mother, his father, his companion or his wife, and even his own children. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us another scene. And this scene among relatives in the family, which always try to be together, caring for each other, helping one another, protecting one another. And how usual a person be concerned with the other members of the family and try to protect them before he protects his own self. Especially when it comes about the closer one to you, like your brother and your mother, your father, and your wife and your children. But the strange thing, in that day, due to the horrible and the seriousness of that day, the person will be running away, fleeing away. In that day, shall man flee from his brother, his father, his mother, and from his own wife and his own children. The best people that you used to like to be in them, with them, now you're going to run away from them. Of course, nothing will cause the person to run away from his own children or his own mother except it's something very serious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that every man in that day will have enough to make him careless of others. Every man. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying every man, this is something very serious. Because this includes even the messengers and the prophets. They themselves, they could not help anybody, and everybody concerned about his own self. And they would say, nafsi, nafsi, my soul, that I could not help anybody, neither I'm worried about anybody. All my concern now is my soul, my own self. Why every person will have enough worry and enough concern about his own self only, even from his own families, because he knows that there is certain obligations towards the children, towards the wife, towards the father, the mother, and some of us been very short in fulfilling these obligations. So now, you're running away, is scared from the responsibility and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you about it and how they will request for the rights that they will not able to get it in this life. And also a person will be running away from them because the embarrassment that is going to be happening to some people, and he doesn't want the closer one, the wife, the children, the father, the mother, to see him in such bad condition. So everybody in that day, in that moment, he will have enough things to make him worry about his own self to such a degree that he will see his own mother and his own father. He will recognize his own wife and his own children, but he will be avoiding them, turning away, running away from them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the condition of the people, or as a result of seeing the Jannah or seeing hellfire, as a result of receiving the books, your book of deed, with the right hand or with the left hand, the result of what news and what you get to know, which way you going. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divides the whole gathering to two people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ. Some faces in that day will be bright, the nur, the light, as a result of making the wudu, the light, as a result of walking to the mosque, especially during the dark time, the Isha and the Fajr, the light, as a result of your good deed. So the reflection will be on the person's face as a result of seeing his good deed. So in that day, some faces will be bright and will be laughing, rejoicing at the good news. Now the angels have informed them. Now they get to see the books. Now they get to see and to know that they're going to be from the people of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us with the bright faces in that day, with laughing faces in that day, faces that getting the good news from the Lord that they are the dwellers of Jannah. So as a result of the news, you can see the happiness on the believers' faces. While in that time, you will see other faces. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ. In the meantime, other faces on that day will be dust stained. Darkness will cover them. Why? It's the kufr, the disbelief, the shirk, the bid'ah and the innovation that they did in this dunya. Now they are in a khizi. Now they are shameful. Now they are waiting on their punishment and to be driven to hellfire and to be thrown into hellfire. Wal-iyadu billah. So as a result of receiving the book with the left hand, as a result of the angels giving them the bad news, as a result of being driven away from the founder of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam due to their innovation and fabrication and their addition and deletion to this Islam, now you see on their face the darkness, the cover, like faces which had been covered with dust and dirt and smoke. These faces will be darkness, will be cover them. And who are those people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, such will be the kuffar, the fajra, the wicked, the evil doers, those who had denied the day of the judgment, those who had rejected the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who had associated partners beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the sinful, the wrongdoers, those who became in manner of fujur to transgress the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from such embarrassment in such a day, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our faces a distant from such embarrassment and such a mark and such a sign. Ameen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة. With this, inshallah, we come to the finishing and the end of Surah Abbas. We praise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reminder for us. And inshallah, if anything related to what we said today, or what we said in the previous classes concerning this surah, we'll be glad to answer it, inshallah. May Allah reward you all for listening. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Anybody in the room? Can somebody hear me?